Lamentations in the second of his essays, Music in Its Time. Time now is 11 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3. It's time to return to Edinburgh for a special festival of edition of Jazz on 3. On stage, let's join Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome to this special programme coming to you live from the Edinburgh Festivals. As this wonderful city hosts the finest theatre, comedy, music and arts the world has to offer, tonight we focus on the Scottish jazz scene. Joining me here on stage of the BBC's Blue Tent on Potterrow over the next 90 minutes, we have Scottish folk flavours from piper and whistleblower Fraser Fifield and his trio, Burning Bright and Shedding Light, experimental electronica from a Glasgow duo named after a dying star, Herschel 36, and a taste of what free improv Edinburgh style sounds like, courtesy of two of the scene's top current female players. To get things started, though, we couldn't resist welcoming a group who've snuck over the border from the northeast of England under the cover of darkness, a band of marauders we've featured as individuals many times on this show over the years, but performing in a new lineup here for the first time ever tonight. Very exciting. There were fireworks going off here just a few moments ago. There's going to be more on stage tonight. We have on guitar Chris Sharkey, on piano Matthew Bourne, on saxophone Ollie Dover, Eust Hendricks on the drums, and their leader, bass player Andy Champion. Collectively, please welcome ACV.
Thank you.
Conjuring mystery and menace from the Edinburgh Knights. Please say thank you to ACV. A new lineup for double bass player Andy Champion's group with Chris Sharkey on guitar. Ollie Dover on saxophone. Hugh Hendricks on drums. Matthew Bourne on the piano. The first time ever any of us heard that music, including them, although they promised me they've been rehearsing hard all week. They're going to be going into the studio soon to record that. And three of the guys in that band are also in the group Shiver. They have a new EP coming out soon. This is Jazz on 3, coming live from the Edinburgh Festivals here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come, lots more live music. We have electronic duo Herschel 36, Fraser Fifield's trio, and in a few minutes, improvisation from Emma Smith and Lauren Sarah Hayes. Now, while we turn the stage around here in the blue tent, have a listen to this, a highlight from a previous Jazz on 3 trip to Edinburgh, something from, I guess, one of the daddies of the Edinburgh scene, drummer Tom Bancroft and his orchestra Interrupto, with a very special guest, the American piano player Jerry Allen. This music was actually commissioned by BBC Radio 3 and recorded here in Edinburgh back in 2004. Thank you. recorded in Edinburgh back in 2004. A great drummer who's based here, Tom Bancroft, and his Orchestra Interrupto with someone I know he's admired for many, many years and managed to get together and play with on that BBC Radio 3 commission, Jerry Allen. Now, the lifeblood of the UK jazz world, especially at the more progressive edges of the music that we cover, is the sort of self-starting DIY attitude of players and fans alike. And it's these small club and pub events that allow new musicians and musical movements to emerge. And one such night, which has a specific agenda, caught our eye when we were planning our trip to Edinburgh. It's an event dedicated solely to promoting female musicians and specifically improvisers, and it has the name of Bitches Brew, and I'm joined on stage by its co-founder, bass player Emma Smith. Hi there, Emma.
Hi there.
So tell us about what made you do this. Why did you decide to set up this night, which at the moment is only open to female players?
Well, it's actually open to all female-led projects, but it came off the back of sort of two pieces of information that we heard very close together. And one of those was that I'd heard about another musician who she'd played at this festival for years, same festival every year, and this year she didn't get to do it. And it later came out that was because her band just so happened to have she had an all-female band. She hadn't chosen to have a female band, but it just so happened that was the people she was working with. The festival didn't book her because they already had a female band, so they thought more than one would be overkill. So obviously, heard about that, I was like, right, okay. And the other thing was that, I know that this is changing this year, thankfully, but there hasn't been for a long time any female students on the jazz degree at RCS, and there are no female members of staff. There's one, but she's a vocal teacher, and she doesn't have students. So there's no female players in the Scottish Jazz Orchestra. There's none coming up through the degrees. The promoters seem to be stacked against us as well. So, we just wanted to take matters into our own hands, I suppose.
I suppose as jazz fans, we like to think of ourselves as being open-minded, progressive, all of those things which are associated with the music. So I guess it's kind of surprising to hear that things aren't getting any better, because you were saying to me earlier on that sometimes you turn up at a gig and the assumption is you're the singer.
Yeah, even if I'm carrying my double bass. I've been asked if I'm the singer. I'm like, yeah, I just like to. It's my security, you know. So, yeah, I mean, we've set this night up, myself and Sue McKenzie. She plays baritone sax. So she has a sort of similar situation. We both are lugging around big instruments. And yet still it's assumed that because you're the only female there, you must be the singer. And it gets, yeah, so we're just like, wow.
So in your view, things are no better and maybe even worse than they were a decade ago, say?
Not amongst the musicians, not amongst the fans. People, I'd say musicians just want to play good music with good musicians. I do think that, and I've noticed that working with women, there's a different process. We do work differently. I've noticed if asking a woman to do a solo, for example, do you want to take a solo? It's usually like, no, it's fine. Whereas if you present it differently and say, it would be great musically if we can strip everything else back and it's just you and the drummer or you and the keys or whatever, then there's no hesitation, you know? So I think we have to sort of, we present things differently to ourselves and we arrive at the same place, but we get there in a different manner. So I guess another part of Bitches Brew is that we're allowing ourselves to work the way that we want to work so that we're not on the back foot like normal, you know?
And finally, just the title, provocative, but it's great in a way you've just kind of, you've owned that. So just very briefly, tell us why you went for that name.
Well, it just seemed to work. And obviously it's not all about jazz. We've got lots of different genres of musicians coming in. So it's a brew in that sense, that it's a huge mixture. We wanted something quite ballsy. We don't want it to be like a girly night, you know? So the name worked really well. We did have one guy say, do you realize that's the name of an album? He's like, no, what a coincidence. So,
Okay, well, look, Emma, thank you. You've come along with another of the city's most exciting young players, Lauren Sarah Hayes, and they're going to perform a quick improvised duet for us now while they get ready to play. Just to say, lots more jazz happening in Edinburgh this week. The Jazz Bar, which is just down the road from here, might pop in there later on. It has the Russian trumpet player and one-time member of Art Blakey's Messengers, Valery Ponomarev, with his quintet. They're there every night this week. And the Hackney Colliery Band are at the Underbelly tomorrow Wednesday. I saw them playing a short set just outside this tent earlier on. Always good fun. But now, here, live on Jazz on 3, please welcome on bass, Emma Smith, and on electronics, Lauren Sarah Hayes. The sound of live music making from Emma Smith on double bass, Lauren Sarah Hayes, laptop, PlayStation controller, and various electronics. I should have asked you, Emma, when's the next Bitches Brew? When and where?
7th of October. 7th of October at the Jazz Bar from 9 till 12.
Okay, make a date for that, and let us know what you think of the idea of a kind of female-only music night, and let us know about your experiences, either as a jazz player or a jazz fan, if you're a woman. Do tweet us, at BBC Jazz on 3, or you can email us at BBC Jazz on 3. Let us know what you're making of the music tonight as well. This is Jazz on 3 with me, Jazz Nelson, coming live from the massive, whopping blue tent at the BBC Poshrose site at the Edinburgh Festivals. Lots more programmes coming from here across the next few days, including a special edition of World on 3 this Friday at 11 o'clock here on Radio 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy. And you can still listen to Jazz Lineup show that also came from this very stage with a set from famous jazz son Darius Brubeck and his quintet. That's up on the BBC Radio 3 website. And of course, you can now download all the BBC jazz shows and listen at your leisure. Coming up in around about 10 minutes or so, the next of tonight's live bands, multi-instrumentalist Fraser Fifield and his trio. While they get set up, something to whet your appetite for a gig coming up on Jazz on 3 in September, the return of the excellent Manchester big band Beats and Pieces. They recently launched their new album at a special gig at London's Ronnie Scott's. We were there to capture it. You can hear the full gig in a few weeks, but here's a preview, a tune called Jazz Walk. from Manchester. They are called Beats and Pieces, led by Ben Cotterill, and you can hear much more from that gig here on Jazz on 3 in September. Well, it's a real pleasure to be back here at the Edinburgh Festival. I've spent many happy summers here, no event quite like it. This afternoon, a short stroll from the hotel down to here, I saw South African street acrobats, Japanese jugglers, and the naked unicyclist. None of that tonight on stage, but we do have a band coming up now on the Blue Tent, who are some familiar faces to fans of the Scottish jazz scene, led by the multi-instrumentalist Fraser Fifield. Fraser grew up in Aberdeenshire, and his first instrument was the pipes. And as you're certainly going to hear, there's a strong folk tradition running through his music now. Fraser, welcome to Jazz on 3. Good to see you. I know you play the saxophone now, of course, as well, but you have your pipes with you tonight. So just check if your mic working. Can you hear Fraser?
Hello.
There he is. Yeah. So delighted. We didn't know that he was going to bring along his pipes, but he has. Tell us about these pipes. They're kind of smaller than the pipes that some people might traditionally think of as bagpipes, a smaller set.
The ones you'll see at the tattoo are the Highland bagpipes, yes. But these are called the border pipes, a bit smaller, a bit quieter.
Now, there isn't much of a kind of precedent for the bagpipes in jazz. There's Paul Dunmull, who's a great player. There was a guy called Rufus Harley back in the 60s who famously played played jazz on bagpipes. But, I mean, what's the approach to it? Do you have to take a different approach than you would when you're playing the saxophone and improvising with bagpipes?
Yeah, there's a lot of limitations with the pipes, of course, but the spirit of approach to the music is the same, and so I spend my time working around the limitations of the instrument, the same with the whistle, which is it's more limited than the saxophone, so that pushes the music in certain directions.
Right, now the music you're going to play tonight is all your own.
It's stuff which I made up.
Good. And you will continue to make it up over the next 15 minutes or so, I'm sure.
Hopefully so, yeah.
Okay, well, with Fraser tonight are guitarist Graham Stevens. Say hello. Dave Milligan on the piano. Continue to welcome the Fraser Fifield Trio.
Thank you very much indeed. That last tune was called Chase It, Catch It. And we're going to carry on with perhaps going to be your last tune. We'll see how long it takes. This one is called Secret Histories.
Thank you.
A gorgeous way to take us into a new day here on BBC Radio 3 and live at the Edinburgh Festivals. The Fraser Fifield Trio. Graham Stephen on guitar, David Milligan on piano, and Fraser himself on whistles and border pipes with a fantastic use of pedals, loops, delays. That's the way to do it. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Fraser and his trio. We have one more set to come tonight here from the BBC's Blue Tent at the Edinburgh Festivals. A real contrast to what we've heard so far tonight and a mark of the diversity of the Scottish scene. We will be travelling the spaceways with the improvised electronica of Herschel 36. By the way, talking of cosmic exploration, the documentary that I put together with producer Joby Waldman, celebrating 100 years of Sun Ra, was repeated on Radio 4 earlier today, and it's available to listen again up on the Radio 4 website. Now, while Herschel 36 tap into the national grid, here's a brand new track shared exclusively with this programme from the Scottish drummer Corey Dick, a member of Blue Eyed Hawk. You may have heard him on this programme. This is taken from his forthcoming album and features the vocalist Alice Zawadzki. This is called Saw.
Before sleep, I bring my blanket up under my chin. Limbs tense and teeth clenched. Maybe some warmth will come of it. Only recently I realized the cold doesn't come from the outside. Away from my skin, the air doesn't bite as much, and my limbs come loose and warm like languid lakes of water in hot sun. Winter loses his touch with you around, and it's then that I know my seasons come from within. Is it you or is it me? Perhaps there's no difference between you and me. For when we're parted, my dreams are of tiny bulbs and seeds caught in a frost. But when you're with me, spring and summer billow into my heart, as well as the finer shades of autumn that reflect perfect calm. And so I smile at the glowing, speckled warmth of your chest on my back, and every hair of yours dipped in sugar. Thank you.
That's something brand new, exclusive to Jazz on 3, a track from the new album from Scottish drummer Corrie Dick, featuring the vocalist Alice Zawadzki. I don't know who the piano player on that is. I should know. I will find out and let you know very soon. That was a piece of music called Saw. Right, time now for our final band tonight from this live Jazz on 3 from the Edinburgh Festivals. And this group are named after a star some 5,000 light years away in the Lagoon Nebula that, according to a recent NASA finding, is in its final death throes. They are called Herschel 36. And that's a nice link to the fact that the drummer, Stu Brown, his dad just happens to be the Astronomer Royal for Scotland. But, yeah, that's impressive. But in fact, in a weird twist, it was actually his partner in Sonic Crime over there, the keyboard player Paul Harrison, who named the band, and also came up in what he just told me was a stroke of marketing genius with a description for what they do, which is Avant-tronica. That's avant. I thought I'd heard it all, every phrase. Avant-tronica. So kind of, you're going to hear what they do. But soundscapes driven by a love of drum and bass, which I believe is kind of where you guys met, right? The electronica scene, the drum and bass scene. So, okay, let's hear what they do. Let's hear what Avant-tronica is all about. Please welcome Herschel 36.
Thank you.
Virtual 36, Stu Brown on drums and electronics, Paul Harrison on synth. That's it for this week's Jazz on 3. We're back next Monday night with lots of music from one of the greatest jazz cities in the world, Chicago, including Ken Vandermark's new band. Thanks to all tonight's performance, ACV, Emma Smith and Lauren Sarah Hayes, the Fraser Fifield Trio and Virtual 36. Thank you to our great crowd here at the Big Blue Tent, the BBC at Potter Row in Edinburgh. From everyone here in Edinburgh and Jazz on 3, a very good night.
Jazz on 3 was presented by Jez Nelson, and the programme is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and in HD sound online. A very good morning to you. It's 12:30.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, a concert from the Polish capital for this first hour and a half tonight. Charles Dutoit, in April 2014, conducting our own Royal Philharmonic with violinist Arabella Steinbacher in the Prokofiev Second Violin Concerto, and a piece which put the French Symphony on the map in the 1880s, Saint-Saëns' Third. But as this concert was from the Beethoven Easter Festival in Warsaw, it was with Beethoven they set off. And did he see himself, perhaps, in the portrayal of the demigod Prometheus, the bringer of spiritual fire to man? Whatever the case, this is the overture to Beethoven's ballet music for The Creatures of Prometheus.